Texas America, the Pulpus Gancoff's America, coming to live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, hooked up with us live from the state of Oregon. Mary, how are you?
I am fine, Mark. Always look forward to this time this morning.
Well, you know, we've got a number of things to cover this morning, Mary. Among those items is this incredible situation where the Washington Post reported to us yesterday that Pat Robertson has endorsed Rudy Giuliani. Help us to understand exactly what's going on here. Obviously, Giuliani's positions on abortion and gay rights and gun control and the North American Union are abundantly clear. So how does someone who is allegedly a leader of the American Christian right endorse such a person for president?
Well, you're asking me to explain the impossible, Mark. Explain how this is going on. It really, you know, words fail at this point. I think everyone who is a right-thinking American looked at the headlines, Robertson endorses Giuliani, and did a double take and said, could this possibly be the same, the founder of the Christian Coalition, the founder of Christian Broadcasting Network, who actually ran for president and finished second in the Iowa caucus in 88. Is this the same Pat Robertson? How could he be ignoring all of the issues that make this man, Giuliani, repugnant to anyone, Christian or non-Christian, who holds any semblance of a moral template for government? But I found it interesting when Robertson is quoted as saying that Giuliani was, quote, more than acceptable to people of faith, and sort of sidestep the issues that would make this guy acceptable, like abortion. You mentioned gay rights. Here was a guy who's been married three times, cross-dresser, very, very cozy with the radical gay establishment, pro-North American Union, real anti-gun guy. You name it, down the board. You know, you would have to look at this guy and say, okay, show me where he is in any way different than Hillary Rodham Clinton. And there is no difference. So he's a big government guy, a big government liberal, and he's horrible on all the issues. And here we have this premier celebrity Christian, supposedly speaking for the far right, for the Christian right, saying, yeah, it's okay, guys. Just drink the Kool-Aid. I tell you, he's okay. You need to follow me. And it's mind-boggling.
Well, you know, I wrote an essay some months ago for the American Free Press, Mary, and it was talking about Rudolph Giuliani in regard to what I at the time said was a strange merger of the war on terror with the war on the unborn. Are we truly dealing with a situation here where Giuliani's clear alliance with the Zionist lobby, the clear disproportionate influence of Jewish advisors in the Giuliani campaign, including Norman Podhoretz of Commentary Magazine, that all of that is so important to the Christian right that they're willing to simply shelve all of these other issues?
Well, I think what we're looking at, Mark, is that the desire for a seat at the table will supersede any principle. Party loyalty will supersede principle. So here you have Pat Robertson, who perhaps is so blinded by his desire to be included in the D.C. in-crowd that he would sell his soul and the souls of those who trust his judgment and his counsel by saying, it is my pleasure to announce support for America's mayor, a proven leader who's not afraid of what lies ahead, who will cast a hopeful vision for all Americans. And I'm thinking, what all Americans? The Americans that survived the abortion holocaust, the Americans that are being sent to die in wars that are not of should not be of our choosing?
It sounds like the Republican and Democratic parties are giving us a choice between the beast and the false prophet in this campaign. And we'll be back with Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, when Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is a allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
This is Mark Hancock's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, now joins us live from Oregon. We've been talking, among other things, about this most curious phenomenon reported yesterday by the Washington Post and other major media outlets, discussing the Pat Robertson endorsement, unbelievably, or maybe not so unbelievably, of Rudolph Giuliani in the latter's presidential bid. Mary, this is not the only aberration that we're speaking of here. We have another interesting and curious phenomenon, and that is Paul Weyrich's endorsement of Mitt Romney. Now, historically at least, I have always had more regard, a little bit more trust for Paul Weyrich than for Pat Robertson, and yet we see even here that Weyrich is doing something that I find to be dubious in the extreme. How do we unpack that one?
Boy, that's a tough one. And I'll tell you, it's just those types of endorsements which will lead people astray, people who haven't been paying attention, people who will look at the candidate, not really look at their record, and say, well, you know, he's endorsed by so-and-so, so he really must be okay. And that is a real danger for us to get into. I think in our haste to want to believe those that we had put trust in, we forget we need to do the initial primary research ourselves. Anybody who's done any research on Mitt Romney will find that not only did he wind up being at the forefront of tax-funded abortions in the state of Massachusetts, very hostile to the Boy Scouts, very pro-gay agenda, very anti-gun. He was quoted as saying, yes, we have very strong gun laws in Massachusetts, and it's going to stay that way. The most draconian gun laws in the nation to some degree. So we look at Giuliani and we look at Mitt Romney. Across the board, we can see very little difference in these candidates as opposed to those like Hillary or Obama. Just look at their policies. Don't look at, you know, put your hand over their picture. Look at their votes. Look at their political pedigree. And then make your decision. But the danger, again, is even the elect will be deceived. They are deceived by power and the seat at the table, even if it means they're just getting crumbs. Kind of like what happened when people went along with, quote-unquote, the Christian evangelical agenda of our current president. There could be no more of a danger and assault on the Constitution since this man's been in office. And this is, quote, our guy.
Well, absolutely. And to me, I keep going back to what I was saying in 1996 before leaving the Republican Party, along with many of the other people in the Buchanan movement who ended up becoming a part of your party, the Constitution Party. I said at that time that I felt that a Rockefeller Republican, which I clearly believe Bob Dole to be, I clearly believe George W. Bush to be, a Rockefeller Republican, in my view, is infinitely more dangerous than a liberal Democrat, if for no other reason than the fact that when you have a Rockefeller Republican doing these things, the so-called mainstream conservative movement and the Republicans up on Capitol Hill always seem to roll over and play dead simply because it's a Republican doing these things. And as you put it, Mary, they want to maintain their access to the corridors of power. On the other hand, if you have a Hillary Clinton in there, then all of a sudden everybody is opposed to her coming from the Republican establishment, Republican right, simply because now it's a Democrat who's trying to bring all these things to pass, and it's okay to oppose her on partisan grounds, which leads me to the conclusion, frankly, and I don't know what you think of this, and you're obviously free to disagree with me on this as a thinking person, but I think Hillary Clinton is less dangerous than either Giuliani or Romney, bad as she is.
Absolutely. In fact, I've always said during George Bush's administration, if Bill Clinton had tried these things that he has put into effect, whether it's signing statements or any of the assaults on the Constitution through the Patriot Act or the Military Commissions Act, any of that stuff. We would not have them in place because we would have fought tooth and nail. But because he was our guy, we kind of stood down and said, oh, I guess he's doing it because we've got this war on terror and he's trying to keep us safe. And so, yeah, Hillary Clinton would be less dangerous than Rudy Giuliani because we would challenge Hillary Clinton and she would know that she was about to be challenged. But here's a guy, Mitt Romney or Giuliani, and frankly, most of the other ones as well, are not that much different despite the patina they put on themselves. So I go along with what Lou Dobbs is saying, and he says we're in for a November surprise. The voters are going to elect a president, an independent, somebody who is not one of the front runners.
Do you think when Dobbs made these statements, you were the one telling me about it, Mary, I did not see Lou's show on that particular occasion, do you think that Dobbs has Ron Paul in mind when he says these things?
Not necessarily, because the way he had put a proviso on that basically said it was a candidate who has not yet entered the race. Someone that, he said, let's see, how did he put it? Someone of great character, vision, and accomplishment, a candidate who has not yet entered the race. Now, some say it might be Lou Dobbs himself. There's a website, Lou Dobbs for President. And they're trying to draft this guy as a candidate in 2008 on a lot of things. He's great. I mean, let's face it, on border issues, he's wonderful, and he really is that populist voice. However, I think, you know, as much as Ron Paul has been saying all along, I'm not going to run as an independent or I'm not going to run as a third-party candidate, think about how much money the guy raised in the last week. He raised like $4.5 million in a 124-hour period. What's he going to do with that money? You know what he's going to do, and it's our hope and prayer that he'll either run as a Constitution Party candidate or a Libertarian Party candidate, and we'll go ahead and endorse him because the guy's got the pull.
Yes, and to me, as far as I'm concerned at this point, Ron Paul would appear to be the only game in town for a principled paleocon like me or for a Libertarian. He would have to be the only choice. And I think when it comes to Ron Paul, that there are a lot of people that may not agree with some of his positions on the left, who find him attractive simply because when he speaks out against the war in Iraq, he does so with complete, I think, complete moral authority and political consistency. He's not, for example, saying that he's against the war, but going back and trying to apologize for casting a series of bad votes in support of the war. He has been opposed to this thing from the beginning. His voting record in the House reflects that. So he's not saying one thing now and going back and trying to explain away a series of bad votes. On the other hand, he's got an absolute consistency on this. And I think that there are a lot of people out there who may not agree with Congressman Paul on other issues. I, for example, would agree with him on virtually everything. But I'm sensing there are a lot of people in the middle and on the left who would say, you know, this guy is the one guy who seems to speak with any degree of consistency, especially on the war. I think I'm going to go ahead and vote for him anyway.
Well, I saw a bumper sticker recently that said Democrats for Ron Paul, and I think that says it all. When you've got people from both political persuasions, both political ideologies, right and left, saying, you know what, this guy is really, he's pure. And that's the thing. And that's the thing about this guy. He opposes the war because of it's unconstitutional. But now you have Hillary and Obama and Edwards all being quoted as saying they will not make any commitment to get us out of Iraq. So if the guys that we want to supposedly oppose the war, according to the left, aren't going to do it, who would do it? There's no Republican who's speaking out against the war. Ron Paul's it.
Well, that's absolutely the case. And in terms of this whole scenario, how does your friend and my friend, for that matter, Howard Phillips, feel about all these things? Has Howard said anything that we could discuss on the air in regard to his perceptions of this Weyrich matter?
Well, you know, we were just recently all convened in Council Bluffs, Iowa, for the National Committee meeting of the Constitution Party, and we talked a lot about what the quote-unquote the Christian right was doing and how to garner support from people like Dobson, who have said that they would support a third-party candidate, and they're still very committed to that. But Howard Phillips and those higher-ups in the Constitution Party, and by the way, people can check it out at constitutionparty.com, and sign up for email alerts, because we've been sending out some communiques on a weekly basis that give people an idea of where the third party movement is going, which by far is the fastest growing party in the country, is the Constitution Party, because people have had it with both big box parties. But Howard Phillips is, having been a political insider, having worked with the Nixon administration, having actually left Washington because he was so disgusted by the duplicity, he has long bemoaned the fact that those people we could have considered at one point our friends have turned their back on principle, and so that the only thing left for us to do is to sound the alarm, to say, folks, there is no one that you can trust implicitly unless you've done the homework yourself and unless you hold it up to some kind of template. Is it biblical? Is it constitutional? And no matter who tells you it is, you check it out by going to the source. So Howard Phillips is, like everybody else, really, really discouraged and perplexed. But it's not unprecedented that people who want more power will cozy up to those in power, even if it means they have to corrupt their principles.
Well, there's a story in the Washington Post this morning talking about the fact that the Democratic Party has suddenly regained control of the state legislature in Virginia. Is this a precursor to a Democratic landslide in the fall of 2008? Are we dealing with a situation, say, in January of 2009, where the right is going to have to completely start all over again, and in doing so, say, okay, we've now seen that the Republican Party is not going to fundamentally change anything. The Democratic Party now has control of both the legislative and executive branches of government. We've got to come up with another vehicle. We'll take up that idea when we come back with Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Mark Antoff of America coming live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking with Mary Sterrett today, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, talking about the Pat Robertson endorsement of Rudolph Giuliani, talking about Paul Weyrich and Bob Jones III endorsing Mitt Romney, and speaking about the larger quandary that all of this presents in terms of those folks out there in the American electorate who are truly Christian and truly constitutional in their orientation. What do they do from here? Clearly supporting Ron Paul would be their present alternative. And then, of course, beyond that, if Congressman Paul proves not to be the Republican nominee, then we start talking about third-party options, it seems to me, and leading the race to the finish line here in regard to the business of third-party politics, in my view, would appear to be the Constitution Party. Wanted to reiterate again what Patrick Buchanan says in his current article, Sinking Currency, Sinking Country. I've been following this every day, of course, in terms of the London Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Times, in regard to what the establishment Western press is saying. Buchanan reminds us at Information Clearinghouse that the euro worth 83 cents in the early George W. Bush years is at $1.45. The British pound is back up over $2, the highest level since the Carter era. The Canadian dollar, which used to be worth 65 cents, is worth more than the U.S. dollar for the first time in half a century. Oil is over $90 a barrel. Gold down to $260 an ounce not so long ago has hit $800. Have gold, silver, oil, the euro, the pound, and the Canadian dollar all suddenly soared in value in just a few years, asked Buchanan. Nope, he says. The dollar has plummeted in value, more so in Bush's term than during any comparable period of U.S. history. Indeed, Bush is presiding over a worldwide abandonment of the American dollar. Mary, does this presage a Republican takeover of the executive as well as the legislative branches of government? Does it also presage the end of the Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party and a resurgence of the constitutional right as the only alternative to the Democratic Party?
We could go one of two ways. People could either say, all right, this isn't working. Obviously, we need to go in another direction. And they can think that their only alternative is to go with the Democrats, which will only catapult us off this cliff faster than we're already going. So it's not the alternative. The Democrats are not going to be an alternative, as we saw in the 2006 election when everybody got booted out. The Republicans, the whole point there was, well, let's get rid of the Republicans so we'll make this war go away. Now, the Democrats come into power, and they have had multiple opportunities to either defund the war or deauthorize the war, and they didn't do it. We have Democrats who are now telling us the war is going to continue for the unforeseeable future. So the Democrats are clearly not going to be the antidote to this poison we've been fed. I think, you're talking about the dollar and the value of the Canadian dollar and as opposed to the American dollar and the London pound and all that, the British pound. I think what this is going to do as be the impetus for pushing us into a North American Union faster. In other words, saying, look it, our currency is being devalued. The only way around this is if we join forces and we have an Amero so that we can get more strength to our currency. That might be the desperation people think, oh, okay, let's do it this way, which, of course, is not going to be the answer. It's just going to bring us more serfdom. But I think, really, truly, people are going to look at what's going on and either do their homework, realize that a third party is the only way out, and the numbers are showing that 67% of Americans are actually thinking in terms of voting third party. The fastest growing group is independents. The Republican Party numbers are the lowest they've ever been historically. Their coffers are empty. People are jumping ship from both major parties, considering themselves independent. The other parties are growing, the Constitution Party is growing by leaps and bounds. So I think people are finally getting to the point where they realize, hey, wait a second, this isn't working. And I think that they have nothing to lose at this point by voting for what they want, because they just might get it.
Yes, and as you look at this whole thing, what's your take, Mary, as far as the Constitution Party, what it's doing, not simply at the presidential level as it awaits what Ron Paul's results are going to be here in the opening rounds of the Republican primaries, but what is the Constitution Party planning on in regard to state and local races as it's trying to build itself as a national political entity?
Well, first of all, the candidates that are running, we've had a number of candidates that ran this in some elections the past couple of weeks, and we're fielding more and more really solid candidates at the state and local levels. And we're starting to get on the ballots. Now, the thing people have to realize is that unless we have ballot access in all the states, they're not going to get a chance to vote for this third-party option. And people, I'm sure, won't be surprised to know that the duopoly, the two major parties, are making it very difficult for anyone else to compete with them. They don't want to give up their monopoly. So ballot access is very expensive, and it's very difficult. So that's why we need to be on the ballot in all states.
Let's discuss this whole business of ballot access when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today. At SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos of Erica coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. Tomorrow I'm going to give Mark Glenn and Father Martinez yet a little bit further time off. Mark is still recovering from the incredible stress of that No More Wars for Israel conference out there in Los Angeles. For anyone who attended that conference, believe me, the American Free Press coverage of the amount of opposition that was launched against that conference doesn't even begin to cover just how stressful an event that was for Mark Glenn. And it's amazing to me just how well he did under pressure, incredible pressure, in enabling that thing to come off even after the actions of the Marriott Hotel out there in Irvine. So I'm going to give Mark and Father Martinez another week before I bring them back on the show on Friday the 16th. Tomorrow, Mark Anderson of the American Free Press will join me for a couple of hours to cover a series of issues that Mark has been writing about for AFP. So we're going to have a two-hour show tomorrow with Mark Anderson of the American Free Press. I think you will find that to be very, very entertaining and informative listening. And if you don't already subscribe to AFP, you need to at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. You can have Mark Anderson and Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper and Willis Carto and all of the people that are in that American Free Press issue week after week, Paul Craig Roberts, Charlie Reese, and of course, you know, as you look through that list of people, I can't think of another media outlet in print where you get all of those folks in exactly the same location. So that'll be Mark Anderson tomorrow for 2 hours representing the American Free Press. Mark's been on the show before. I know for those of you who have listened to him that you will really want to tune into that broadcast in 24 hours from now. Mary Sterrett, we've been talking a little bit about the Constitution Party and about Ron Paul and Pat Robertson and Rudolph Giuliani and the entire matrix of circumstances leading up to the 2008 election. Give us a little bit of insight, Mary, about this whole issue of ballot access. I know something about it simply because I went through some of this years ago with the Constitution Party and also in my own run for the U.S. Senate with the Constitution Party in Delaware. I don't think the average voter is necessarily aware of how the deck is stacked against third-party ballot access. How does this work exactly?
Every state has different rules and regulations, but you can be sure that they are designed to make it so that come election day, you get to choose globalist A or globalist B. So the Republicans and the Democrats that have been working in concert for years and years to advance the same agenda certainly don't want any upstarts coming along and convincing the American people that they might want to go a different route. They have way too much invested in it. So the ballot access is extremely expensive to get on the ballot. In other words, some states have these ridiculous rules and regulations about when you can start collecting signatures. You need enormous numbers of signatures, which are not easily come by. Signatures that then are submitted to the Secretary of State, certain number of signatures. It's expensive to pay for signatures. So all of the states have to go through this process, and you have to keep doing it in order to maintain ballot access. So what we're saying is we've got to push to be on the ballot in all 50 states come November of 08. In order to do that, we need funds. We've had some generous benefactors of late who really are some pretty heavy hitters politically who want to see a third choice because they're not going to vote for Giuliani or Romney. So they are trying to help us out in that regard. We are at present working on ballot access in a number of states so that we will have that 50 state access. So people need to realize that the Constitution Party at this point needs to have the funds and needs to raise enormous sums of money to get the ballot access so that we can send out signature gatherers so that we can – otherwise they're not going to have an opportunity in their state to vote for anyone but Giuliani. And I'll tell you what, that's a wasted vote and a wasted opportunity. And never before has the tide been so strong toward a third-party access. And we really have it within our reach. It is electoral votes. It does pencil out where we would have enough electoral votes to actually win this.
Well, I tell you, I think that this it's a strange paradox, Mary, but I really see this, I believe, in the same way that you do. And the paradox is that things have to get this bad, it seems to me, before we can see any light at the end of the tunnel. And I think when people are talking about Hillary Clinton as the Democratic nominee and either Giuliani or Romney as the Republican nominee with the backing of the establishment wing of the Christian right – and then when you throw into the mix the things, for example, that Pat Buchanan has brought to mind in regard to the sinking character of the American dollar and the absolutely frightening character of our economy, not to mention the mess of this war in Iraq, things are perhaps reaching a critical mass. And for me, as one who was peripherally involved in some of this with the Constitution Party some years ago, I can't emphasize to the listeners how important it is that if the Constitution Party is to have a real shot at this thing in the fall of 2008, then a lot of early money needs to come in to solve this ballot access issue so that there's quite a bit of lead time for the party to begin focusing upon issues and putting money into the presidential race and money into some of these state and local races so that we're not worrying up to the last minute about the ballot access situation.
Yeah, because really what will happen come November of 08 if we have not been able to get on the ballot? What that means is you might have a candidate like Ron Paul or a real strong, well-known candidate who has jumped in and is going to run as a Constitution Party candidate, and it's like, oh, wow, I would vote for him if I could, but, oop, he's not on our ballot in our state. How frustrating would that be? I know that would be, that'd make me crazy. I'm glad that we have a ballot line in Oregon so that I'm going to get to vote for who I want to vote for, but I would find it immensely frustrating if I did not work to get ballot access in my state. So we just tell people to go to our website, which is constitutionparty.com, or call the number even if they don't have internet access. And it's just 1-800, the number 2-VETO-IRS. 1-800, the number 2-VETO-IRS. There'll be a live person there who'll answer your questions, and they can just check on the map on the website that tells whether there's ballot access in their state.
In terms of these meetings in Council Bluffs that you attended, Mary, did Howard Phillips or any of the other strategic planners of the Constitution Party give any indication as to how much money they believed would be necessary in order to get this ballot access thing achieved in all 50 states?
We probably need a couple of million dollars. I know that at this point we have been raising funds to do state by state. We have been chipping away at this so that it is doable, but certainly unless you have major party backing financially, that's a lot of money. But our people are extremely motivated, and even people who are not members of the Constitution Party are voting for Constitution Party candidates at the local and state levels. So we're finding that they're, at this point, so disgusted with what's going on that they've been contributing. So we really do need people to contribute to whatever degree they can, so at least they've ascertained it's going to happen in their state.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember in Texas, going back to 1996, which was the first formal year that I was involved with the Constitution Party. I left the Republican Party officially after the Buchanan thing was over in San Diego that year and met Howard Phillips for the first time at the Hotel del Coronado there on Coronado Island outside of San Diego when Howard had his convention there. That began my own experience with the Constitution Party. And I think in 1996, when I was working with Tom and Susan Holmes, who at that time were the major organizers of the Constitution Party in Texas, I believe it took, if I'm remembering this correctly, about $300,000 to get the Constitution Party on the ballot in Texas in 1996, just to put this into perspective for the listeners in terms of what the financial need is.
Oh yeah, I mean it's certainly not unreasonable to expect that you're gonna pay that for one particular state. But as I mentioned, you know, we do have people working in individual states who are also gathering signatures on a volunteer basis. So basically, if they've got the petitions and they go around, even if they're just at social events and gather signatures that way, we have enough people doing that. We can considerably cut down the cost of paid signature gathering.
Yes, I think that that's absolutely essential because, as I remember this, in 1996 in Texas, the lion's share of the $300,000 that was spent to get the Constitution Party on the ballot here that year was spent getting people to get the signatures in addition to the volunteers that had been gathered. They had to then go out and hire some people to get the job done. And as far as the listeners are concerned, if there are people out there, either in Texas or in the other 49 states, who have some time to volunteer, this would be an excellent way to contribute some invaluable time because depending on what the situation is in the individual states and what the laws are that can be obtained from the Secretary of State's office, there's a lot of lead time that is going to be needed to get these signatures. And one of the other things that, of course, I learned a little bit more about in 1996 is that whatever the numbers of signatures are that are required, it's always good to go well over that amount, because the Secretary of State in any individual state is going to be a Republican or a Democrat and is going to, frankly, in my view, look for reasons to disqualify a certain number of signatures from that petition. So let's say, for example, if you need in an individual state 100,000 signatures, it's probably going to be advisable to get at least 150,000, if not 200,000, in order that you can have the required number of signatures stand up in the Secretary of State's office.
Absolutely. It's been well documented that they are in no way, shape, or form going to facilitate a third party muscling in on the action. So they've thrown out legitimate signatures, which is why you have to get way over the amount that you needed. And what people can do is just grab a petition and take it with them and keep it in their, you know, car. And when they're out and about, say, hey, what do you think? And there are rules and regulations as to who can sign it. You know, have to be a registered voter, not have voted in a primary, that type of thing. But each state is different. And it's one of those things where you can fill up a page of signatures before you even know it. And it has saved the Constitution Party hundreds and hundreds of dollars per page, because there are sometimes people getting paid $2 per signature. You can well imagine how that adds up. So if they just contact us on our website or call us at 1-800-2-VETO-IRS or constitutionparty.com, there's a way to contact us, and we'd sure appreciate input on the ballot access issue.
Yes, there's a guy out in California. I'm sure that he's still doing this sort of thing, Richard Winger, W-I-N-G-E-R, and he was considered, at least in recent years, and probably still is considered to be the leading expert in the country on third-party ballot access. He's got a publication called Ballot Access News, I believe, for people that are really interested in this sort of thing. In addition to contacting the Constitution Party at constitutionparty.com or dialing 1-800-2-VETO-IRS, get in touch with Richard Winger of the Ballot Access News out in San Francisco, because in terms of keeping a running tab on what is necessary in all the individual states, at least a few years ago, and I'm sure it's still the same way now, he had an incredible database on this kind of thing that proved to be invaluable to a lot of individual state party coordinators for parties like the Constitution Party and the Reform Party. The other thing, of course, that comes to mind is that as far as the Constitution Party is concerned, if you go to constitutionparty.com, find out who the state chairman is in your individual state and contact that person by email, and he or she can then direct you to what the needs are of that particular state affiliate of the Constitution Party. Because, again, as one who has been involved in this, folks, in my own way as a volunteer and later as a candidate for the U.S. Senate race in Delaware with the Constitution Party in 2000, people have no idea what it is like for a third party to put something like this together at the national level. I know when I was running for the U.S. Senate in Delaware in 2000 against Thomas Carper and William Roth, that I ended up being not only the candidate, I was my own press secretary, I was writing my own policy position papers, I was the liaison between my own campaign and all of these individual organizations that wanted me to fill out these issues guides so they could print and tell their own constituents what I believed about any particular thing under the sun. The long and the short of it is that I was having to wear 10 or 15 different hats at once. Now, the one thing I did not have to worry about was ballot access, because the Constitution Party had secured Delaware, so I did not have to sweat that out. But there were a lot of other things I had to do on my own behalf that, for reasons of lack of staff and lack of money, major party candidates generally don't have to face. They have at least a few other people to help them in this process. But whether you're a candidate for a third party or you're a state chairman for a third party trying to deal with issues like ballot access and putting together precinct and county and state organizations and so forth, it is an absolutely daunting task. And it requires money. It requires a lot of volunteers out there to help. So if there are people out there who think that they have some spare time and don't really know what to do with it in the next year or so, I would urge them to consider this as one of their options for volunteer time and for money donation. Because without being melodramatic about this, Mary, I think we are dealing potentially with the end of the American Republic And with the beginning of a third world war, if we can't get this thing turned around and turned around very quickly, some would say it's already too late. Assuming that that's not the case, we're working with a very limited window of time in which to get something on the board against the Clintons and against the Giulianis of the world.
Yeah, I don't think it's being melodramatic at all, Mark. I think that we have to look at the handwriting is definitely on the wall, and this is our last shot at this, because if one of the front runners of either major party get in there, it will basically put the final nails in the coffin of the United States as we know it. And the Constitution, the assaults on it just cannot sustain any more of the assaults that we've seen. We have nothing to lose, and an entire, God-blessed republic to regain if we just kind of take the gloves off and go to work. And it might, they say ask a busy person if you want something to get done. People who are busy are typically very effective, and even if they just have a half an hour a week to devote to just getting on the phone or writing a letter to the editor or calling in a radio talk show host and identifying themselves as a Constitution Party member or just things like that to get the word out, I think that we would see a major...
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back. This is Mark Anfaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Anderson of the American Free Press will join me tomorrow for a special two-hour broadcast. Our guest today has been Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. Mary, two things in these final couple of minutes that we have here. In a best-case scenario, what's the deadline by which the Constitution Party wants to have ballot access in all 50 states? And what are the three or four most pressing needs that your party has at this particular point as you try to get ready for this thing?
Well, as I said, all the different states have different timelines. They want their signatures in. In some states, we can't even begin the effort, but we can gear up and get volunteers and get our coffers full. So right now, we need money to fund the ballot access issue, which is really, really important. We don't have major party funding, so anything anyone can contribute. We need people to volunteer. And even if you don't have a lot of time or money, the one thing you can do is go to the website and just sign up for the free email alerts. You'll get one a week that tells you where we're at, where we're going, what the major issues are, give you some information. And absolutely, just go to constitutionparty.com. That's really all we need you to do is click on that and join our email alerts and just kind of get in the loop.
Yes, and again, as we look at this whole situation, Mary, what do you think are the chances that we will be looking? I think the chances are almost 100% that Hillary Clinton will be the Democratic nominee. That begins to look like it has the so-called air of inevitability about it. What's your reading in the Republican Party? If you had to guess right now, who is their nominee going to be? I know it's a guess.
Well, I think that that Rudy Giuliani will appear to be way too radical for most people, no matter who endorses him. So my guess is that the next best people are going to breathe a sigh of relief that it's Mitt Romney, just because they'll consider him not as bad, and then they'll be more likely to go along with him, which is just as dangerous.
Yes, and it seems to me that whether we're looking at Republican primary politics or we're looking at a general election, that the globalist powers that be have always had a very, very effective strategy, and that is that they give us an alternative that is simply so unthinkably horrible that the almost equally noxious alternatives begin to then look palatable. And it seems to me that this is the scenario in the Republican Party where Giuliani is so clearly reprehensible that part of his reprehensibility, if you want to put it this way, is designed to ensure, say, the nomination of somebody who is almost as equally effective on behalf of the globalist agenda, and that could well nigh be Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, that's definitely my take on the whole thing. And again, for people who are interested in finding out more about the Constitution Party, simply go to constitutionparty.com or call 1-800-2-VETO-IRS. That's 1-800-2-VETO-IRS. Mary, what are your activities here in the next 2 to 4 weeks? Where are you going to be around the country?
Well, I'll be staying in the Portland area, and I'll be working on a lot of these issues, doing interviews and setting up lots of different media events around the country. But the one thing people have to remember is that they could be part of a bloodless revolution simply by stepping out of the mold they've been in and going along with the two-party system. And I think that's where we're headed. So I would just encourage people to just get bold and get active, and we have way too much to lose. And I just appreciate the work that you've done, Mark. You've been clued in. You've been well-educated. You've been informing people for so long. And what a blessing it's been to have somebody like you be able to clarify some of this incomprehensible stuff for us on a daily basis.
Well, thank you very much, Mary. And I want to echo something you've said. This is our last chance. This is our last chance. I would like to thank Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, for being